From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 7th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasovic is reporting in the Daily Mail that after months of meetings, several revisions, and two public hearings, the Coxsackie Town Council has now passed a law regulating wedding and other commercial event venues within the town. The wedding venue industry is growing in Greene County and in Coxsackie in particular. The year-long process began when several local homeowners filed complaints against a pair of nearby wedding venues over issues with noise and loud music. The law, as passed, does not restrict the length of a wedding or event or the number of guests. It does restrict the playing of amplified music to between the hours of noon and 10 p.m. An event fee of $200 will be charged and used to offset costs, such as code enforcement and emergency services. Town Councilman Patrick Kennedy said he was glad the issue of the wedding venue regulations has been dealt with and he hoped put to bed. He said, and I quote, "I'm glad we finally passed this so we can move on to other town business," end quote. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Register Star that the Greenport Town Board on Wednesday, May 6, adopted a local law prohibiting the drilling or use of wells in the town's water district. The measure exempts wells used in heating and cooling systems, as well as all wells already in use. The law is mainly intended to protect the water district from contamination. Joseph Morreale, an executive with Hudson Seafood Company, was present at the meeting and took exception to the law. He said the company would challenge it. Hudson Seafood is a fish farm located at the former local ocean site on Route 9. Town engineer Ray Jarowski said a lot of thought went into the law, including his input and research into other communities that have similar laws. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. Rick Carlin is reporting at the Capitol Confidential that State Department of Environmental Conservation is developing a plan to make the Catterskill Falls area safer for visitors. Two women fell to their deaths while climbing around the falls last summer, and there have been other similar tragedies over the years. Among the measures recommended by the DEC are the construction of a new, more secure footpath leading to a 200-step stairway to allow safer viewing of the falls, the expansion of the two nearby parking areas, and the installation of anchors so rescuers can set rescue ropes for pulling people to safety if needed. The parking lots will be expanded to accommodate approximately 50 cars each. Beginning this summer, the DEC will construct a bridge over Spruce Creek, an observation deck, and associated spur trail at the top of the falls. The agency will also hire a seasonal steward to educate and interact with visitors at the falls. The changes are contained in a proposed amendment to the Catterskill Wild Forest Unit Management Plan. The DEC is taking public comment on the draft through June the 5th. Read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Board of Education's budget for the next year is currently at $14,502,850 with a tax levy of 1.37%, but it is not final, and the board will discuss it further at a May 13th meeting. The public hearing on the budget is Wednesday, May the 6th at 6:30 p.m. in the elementary school music room, and district voters consider the budget on Tuesday, May the 19th. The board also passed at its April 22nd meeting two propositions before district voters on Thursday, June 11th. Mayor writes, and I quote, "Proposition number one authorizes renovations and improvements to the central school building at a total estimated maximum cost of $5,966,136. The plan calls for $500,000 of the district's capital reserve fund to be used on the renovations, and the remaining $5,466,136, or as much as is necessary, would be raised by taxes on property in the district. Proposition 2 authorizes the district to construct an addition to the central school building that would contain an auditorium and a band room with all the furnishings and equipment that go with them for a total estimated maximum cost of $5,405,920. This would be raised by a tax levy. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, WABC reports that a wildfire in Ulster and Sullivan counties is now 80% contained after burning for 3 days over more than 2,000 acres. The Daily Mail reported that firefighters from Catskill Fire Department, Medway Grapeville Fire Company, and West Athens Lime Street Fire Company helped fight the fire on May 5th, according to Greene County Emergency Services. On Wednesday, May the 6th, Cairo became the fourth Greene County Fire Department to deploy a crew of volunteers to help battle the fire. Cairo Fire Chief Ray Fimmel said crews were predominantly working to prevent flare-ups. WRWD reports of at least six total brush fires this week in Greene or Columbia counties. The Hudson Valley is listed as abnormally dry on the National Weather Service drought map, with no major rain due through the weekend. Speaking of the National Weather Service, here is the forecast. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day today with a temperature high near 81, but Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And for Mother's Day Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:42 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:01 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 19 minutes, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 7th day of May, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.